White, J.E. White, Emma. September 1872. Dear children, Edson and Emma. Here we are, separated from civilization many miles. There is only one family who have leased the hot springs living in the park. We traveled 4 days, camping 3 nights on the road before we arrived at our destination for a few days or weeks. I endured the horseback riding well, and the second day's travel could have my pony lope nicely. But alas, as I was in the best of spirits, enjoying the scenery very much, my pack behind me became unloosed and dangled against the horse's heels. Your father had tarried behind to arrange his pack more securely. I was between two companies, 3 of our company ahead and 5 behind me. I saw the situation of things, slipped my feet from the stirrup, and was just ready to slip from the saddle to the ground and in one moment should have been safe. But the pony was frightened and threw me over his back. I struck my back and my head. I knew I was badly hurt, but felt assured no bones were broken. I could scarcely breathe or talk for some time, but finally improved a little. I was in great pain through my head, neck, shoulders, and back and bowels. Your father proposed we go no farther, camp, and let Walling return to his business he has charge of at the 3 mills, and then in a week I might be able to return or go on, or get right down in Boulder Park and pray the Lord to release me, bless, and strengthen me to go on and complete the journey. We decided the latter was the best course. We knelt, and your father prayed earnestly to God for his blessing and healing power to come upon me. I then prayed. Oh, how precious it seemed to us at this time to have an unfailing friend, a present help in every time of need. I felt an assurance that the Lord heard us. Your father was greatly blessed. I was placed upon a bed in the wagon and rode thus a few miles, till we came to the mountain, then mounted my pony. Weak and full of pain, I rode up mountains as steep as the roof of a house, over rocky hills and big boulders that seemed impossible to pass. We camped at night and bathed. I wore a wet bandage, and although in considerable pain, I rested well on the ground in camp, and the next morning was upon my saddle again. But I cannot now give you any account of our journey. It has been wonderful, wonderful to us. I wish to say to you, my children, live near to God. Do not follow the example of anyone. Christ is your pattern. Maintain a life of conscientiousness, of faithfulness, of watchfulness and prayer. In regard to your going to Trawl's, you must rely upon your own resources as much as possible. We want to do our duty to our children and to our fellow men in general. I have sent on to Battle Creek a number of batches of manuscript. I have still more to send, and if Mr. Walling does not go this morning, I will, if able to write, send by him. I am still unable to turn or change my position without much pain. It troubles me to write, but I must do it until this matter is all cleaned out. I would be glad to see you, but we may never look upon each other's faces again. Yet we trust that we may, in the providence of God, meet and each of us be advanced in the divine life. We must not be content to remain stationary. We must make progress. God help us that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. Move cautiously, Edson. Cherish a teachable spirit. Walk humbly, and let nothing divert your mind and interest from the work. If you are only faithful in your position, God knows it, and His blessing will attend your faithful efforts to discharge your duty. Let the Book of Records stand all right and clear, in your favor in heaven, and you are truly blessed. You must expect disappointment and that your efforts will not always be appreciated. But Jesus lives, and he will ever help you to bear, and will give you rest and courage in him. Go onward and upward. We rejoice to see your efforts to improve and to be of some account. We will help you to advance. In great haste and much love, your mother. Postscript. If my manuscript does not come in time for the reformer, select some things from the matter written to the office, or that I have sent you, that will be appropriate upon health reform or bearing upon it.